meeting you with a few who have skill to shape the face of the secret place that we must build.
Apologetics with an X is in your ears for another week. We thank you for listening. Jerry Q here, along with lead singer and lyricist for the Christian parody band Apologetics. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Jerry. Happy 2026 to you. It is so great to be back with you again. I think, Jerry, this may be like coming up on our 8th anniversary of doing these shows.
I wow.
It was like 2018 when we started doing this. So how about that? Yeah. So 2026, it's great to be back with you. I had some catching up to do after the holidays. I hope you had a good, holiday. We did here, and we got a lot of songs to catch up on. Now that we started today with one that we put out a few years ago, because we like to ease the audience into it just in case somebody's late to the show, so they don't miss something brand new. But, yeah, the one we started out today was a parody we did a few years ago, a parody of Duran Duran's number one hit, A View to a Kill, which was the only James Bond theme to ever hit number one, at the time at least. It was the first one to do it. And ours is called A Few Who Have Skill. It deals with the building of the Ark of the Covenant and Bezalel and Oholiab. And God prepares people with skills and craftsmanship to do things for him. And so anyway, we started with that, but now we got a whole bunch of new things coming your way, Jerry, and some are old. There's a lot of parodies of old songs, but they're ones we've done recently. We started with this next one. The first one that says, one of my favorites we've ever done. It's a parody of the cover of Rolling Stone by Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. And it's called The Covenant He Wrote in Stone. I think you'll like it. Then we did a parody of the Bobby Fuller Four, I Fought the Law, or just called I Sought the Lord. It's from the perspective of Timothy, Paul's protege. That song was done a few times. You know, that's been done by The Clash, famously. And it was originally done by, I believe, Sonny Curtis, a member of Buddy Holly and the Crickets. He's the one who wrote it. And all I like all the versions of it, but we did the most famous version for at least for U.S. listeners, and that's the Bobby Fuller version. And then a parody of the big number two hit. This was a cover version too, but although it's the one we all know, Fats Domino's Blueberry Hill, which was actually an older song than that. And ours is called This Very Hill.
They won't believe it. Jot, dot, ot, Don't crush me. Hey, Jay, straight shooter, tell them who we are. Well, we're big, rotten sinners. We've got broken innards. Yet he loves every weary soul.
That sounds like us.
We think we got purity and we think we got truth. But man's proud and out of control.
Right.
We think God's kind of chilly. Says we're all blind and ill. But the guilty better know. There's a bill that'll hit you if you bet your future on the covenant he wrote in stone.
Wrote in stone.
Gonna read my scriptures and discover.
Stone.
Gonna find why God he brought another.
Stone.
Gonna see Christ now in place
on the covenant he wrote in stone.
Woo! That's a very, very good idea.
I try to seek the Lord daily, but the law can't save me, though I'm bordering on extreme. I got the Lord's word straight from Matthew, right in 5:17.
Now it's all divine, it's so hardline, but as I've already been shown, I can know that a Christian doesn't get pure hitching on the covenant he wrote in stone.
Wrote in stone.
Gonna read my scriptures and discover.
Stone.
Gonna find why God he brought another.
Stone.
Gonna see Christ now in place
on the covenant he wrote in stone.
Check out my crowd.
Drop and roll. Oh, that's pitiful.
We got the law to live, but we ain't doing our duty. Everything it says, there's not a man alive in here who's goof proof, but Jesus has a better way. We gotta all repent, cause one day we'll die. We'll be gathered at the great white throne, and the fees then are stricter, so we can't bet our future on the covenant he wrote in stone.
Wrote in stone.
Gonna read my scriptures and discover.
Stone.
Gonna find why God he brought another. Gonna see Christ now in place
on the covenant he wrote in stone.
On the covenant he wrote in stone.
Gonna
read my
scriptures
and discover. Gonna find why God
fellows.
He brought another.
Stone.
Gonna see Christ
Jesus
now in place
on the covenant he wrote
God.
In stone.
Right out front, man, I can see it now. We'll be on his right, smiling man. Oh, beautiful.
I sought the Lord as a small one. Believed like mummy and my grandma. I sought the Lord as a small one. I sought the Lord as a small one. I met Paul early and I feel so glad. I'm just like a faithful son. The Lord is a small one.
blood was spilled on this very hill, on this very hill, where I found you. Two more were killed on this very hill. You lingered until one thief came to the criminal will you pray. Lord, remember me. But all of those proud who hate would never choose thee. Though it was hard, you part them still, for you were not shrill on Calvary Hill. The women there wept all day, a sweet elegy for all of the crowd you pray, and those yet to be. Though it was dark, you thought of me still, for you did God's will on Calvary Hill.
Well, we're so glad you found us, no matter how that happened. And here's a reminder, if you want to hear the show again, or if you missed any show over the past year, you can hear it again, simply by going to our flagship station, which is online at angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com. And, you know, we're helpful, aren't we? Jay, how many years have you said? About 8 years now we've been doing this show?
Yeah, Jerry. I think it was early 2018. So that, yeah, this is our ninth year, and coming up on our 8 year anniversary. You know, starting into our ninth pretty soon. But yeah, 8 years. It's hard to believe. And of course, we've known you for over a quarter of a century. So.
reminiscing about them days. Even though I mostly was a wretch, though, you showed much grace. I met him out there without a prayer. Yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because he didn't do enough. I just did too much. But that makes me proud.
Let's go to the cross.
Lord, save me.
Let's go to the cross.
Lord, save me.
Let's go to the cross.
Come on.
Let's go to the cross.
Well, Jay, I know you have a guide which fans of your music can get. It's like Everything Apologetics. What's that handy piece of literature called, Jay?
Sure, we have the Digital Interactive Songbook, and it's up to almost 1,400 pages. The most recent edition came out a year ago. We put them out every 2 years, so should have one coming out in January of 2027. But it's got all the lyrics through the end of 2024. And it's got a commentary for every single song. If you haven't tired of hearing me enough, I ramble on about each of the songs, and you can see our songs indexed by, you can cross-reference them by how many songs we've done of a particular artist, how many songs we've done from a particular year, how many songs we've done about a particular topic, how many songs we've done about a particular Bible verse. It's all in there, and my lovely wife Lisa organizes it all, so... yeah, you can get that there. And the next edition will have these next three songs we're going to play, and everything we played in the show today. We have an Elvis Presley song called All Shook Up, which was actually his second biggest hit, besides Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel. And ours is called Saul Shook Up, and it's about Saul of Tarsus. Then we have the biggest hit, bar none in the United States, at least, by the Canadian group Crash Test Dummies. They had a big number four hit called and ours is called And then we have a parody of Mac the Knife by Bobby Darin, his biggest hit, another monster hit, number one for I think 10 weeks or maybe it was 9 weeks in 1959. Ours is called Back to Life. His was called Mac the Knife. It's from a Three Penny Opera. It's from a very, very old show.
Well, the rest of us all said, what's wrong with thee? That isn't like the man who was a Pharisee. His friends saw a flash and light from above. They went along, but Saul shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the man was shaking and he seemed so meek. He can't see his hands or his own 2 feet. Who do you think was behind that stuff? He didn't know. Then Saul looked up, ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he's so nasty, but he saw a sign. Had a little mishap, now he's feeling blind. Went out in the world to line up a rest. It's hard being Saul, he's fairly obsessed. But he's such a bright man, he had a chilling thought. Is Jesus alive? I've always claimed that he's not. Saul's proud and vain, but he was thunderstruck. It hit him rough, and Saul shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He talks with Christ and he tries to see. His eyesight's taken by the thief of belief. There's only one cure for somebody who's blind. That's the hand of God up above, so kind. Yes, he touches blind man and wants to fill that spot with wisdom, life, and all the grace that he's got. Riding out the day with deep abundant love. I didn't know till Saul spoke up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Now Saul's booked up.
This king who got into an incident with those he'd come to rule, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from blood red to bright white. He'd said that he would come back, the party crashed so hard. Mm-hmm. this world who wouldn't go and change when the Lord said to change soon. And when he finally came to earth, he saw earth's hearts were nowhere near ready. They couldn't quite explain it, they'd always just seemed there. For them, although that wasn't cool. And when he came for his church, they looked and searched all over the first floor. They couldn't quite explain it, they all were just gone there.
To fill our hearts with dread, can't see God's love with all that grief, babe. Though there's better off days ahead. Now on a side note, ooh, a Sunday morning, find the body just crucified. Yes, someone's missing. Rouse the coroner. Could that someone be back to life? There's a ton of folks stoked, down by the graveyard, don't you know? Where has it been dragged? Check the news, what's gone down? Oh, I've seen men discuss it there, but wait, dear. I can sense a trend, oh, like he's back in town. Now did you hear the river mill there? He disappeared, babe, after walking out. Oh, he's hard to catch. And now that he's been just like their savior, could it be that body was not just snatched? Now when it died there, ha, ha, yes, who could foresee? Ooh, it was
the light's warm, strong and bright, babe. Now that that Nazarene's back in town, I said, when did I dare? Whoa, who could foresee? Look out, cause he's not a lame duck and won't lose the crown. Yes, that light.
You know, now there's so many modern means of communicating, but Jay, do tell, how might Apologetics fans stay in contact with you?
Well, the best way is to do it via the internet, of course. And I would say the best way is by email. You can reach us by Facebook too, but if you go to our website, just apologetics.com, just remember it's Apologetics with an X, like the name of the show. apologetics.com. But we do have a Facebook site too, and that's Apologetics with an X also. And you can interact with us there. And obviously, listen to this show too. And we got three songs that are the last of the three new songs. And we got one more song to close the show today. But these next three, we have a one-hit wonder from 1979, a British band called Sniff and the Tears. They had a hit called Driver's Seat, went to number 15 in 1979. The year I turned 15, as a matter of fact, and the song is called Diversity. It deals with the fact that, you know, the Bible says we're all related. We're all descended from Adam and Eve, and we're also all descended from Noah and his wife, Joan, you know, Joan of Arc. But we all are related, okay? The Bible says we're all descended, not just from Adam and Eve, but we're all descended from Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So, you know, it's just, we're just distantly related, but we're all related. We may look a little different, but nobody's better than anybody else. And the Bible goes on to say in the New Testament, you know, that in Christ, there's no difference between any of us. And we'll give you some Bible verses at the end of that song. You can hear them for yourself. Then we have a song, big number one hit for Ace of Base in 1994. The song was called The Sign, and ours is called I Saw Messiah. And that is sung by Keith Haney's younger daughter, Abby, who is now a college football flag football coach for women's flag football, which has become a pretty big thing. And so Abby made time in her schedule to sing with us. She sings like a bird, as clear as a bell. And then the last of the new ones for today is a parody of a group called The Darkness, who are huge in England, weren't nearly as big in the United States, but the song was still a number 10 modern rock hit on the alternative charts. It's called I Believe in a Thing Called Love. It was a hit in the winter of 2003-2004. Ours is called I Believe in the Kingdom Come. Pick up and read
take your place in the diversity.
Diversity.
Black or the white,
yeah.
Cuts both ways.
Ooh.
All of that's just shades of gray.
Yeah. Diversity. Ooh. Diversity. Yeah.
Genesis 3.
Ooh.
There is no elite.
Yeah.
Pick up and read. Differences fade away.
Yeah. Diversity. Ooh, diversity.
Yeah.
Diversity. Ooh, diversity. Yeah.
Acts 17:26. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth.
Yeah.
And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands.
Diversity.
Genesis 3:20, Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. Genesis 6:17 through 18, I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens. Every creature that has the breath of life in it, everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Genesis 9:19, these were the three sons of Noah. From them came the people who were scattered over the whole earth. Colossians 3:11. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free. Christ is all.
it in my heart. Here's your chance to take it now. Really looking to shut those doubts. I believe in the kingdom come. That they all say, but you need, what you need, trust the truth, God can touch our truth. I believe in the kingdom come, it's living in the middle of my heart. Here's your chance, just take it now. Really looking through it, shut those doubts. I believe in the kingdom.
We've come to the close of yet another awesome show. A reminder to tune in next week the same way you did this week. And keep listening for more apologetics for the next shows with J and Q. And for a never-ending supply of new parodies to mix with earlier ones. We love you all. Thanks a lot for listening to Apologetics with an X.
Thank you guys very much. We got one last song for you today. This is from a few years ago. It's a parody of a song from the Van Halen album 1984. The song was originally called I'll Wait, and a little trivia for you, it was written not just by Van Halen, but also Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers. You never would expect, listening to the original racy lyrics, that Michael McDonald helped them write it, but he did. Anyway, ours do not have racy lyrics, but it's called Why Wait, and it's an end time song and a great time to end this show.
takes the goats aside. Are you for Jesus? It's so hard to tell. Don't wish to make a scene. Yeah, you just smile and you think you're swell.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.
Show me you can shock.